Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
You're listening to Escape Adulthood with Kim and Jason. It's December 6, 2005, and this is show number 5. On today's show, we interview some experts on escaping adulthood, share 8 tips for a more childlike Christmas, reveal the winner of last show's promotion, and we'll talk about our newest Christmas decoration.
Welcome to the Escape Adulthood Podcast Show, your number one source for long-lasting, fast-acting, physician-approved adultitis relief. This is Jason.
And I'm Kim.
We're here in Madison today, coming to you in December.
And a very, very cold day here in Madison. It's about 3 degrees today.
Indeed. We've got snow on the ground in Madison, so...
It was sunny, though, so that was very helpful.
Not too bad, I hope. I hear it's supposed to warm up. I don't know, but all I know is in a couple days I'm on a plane to Fresno, California. So
without me, yeah,
I will be happy to soak in some rays a little bit there. No idea what the weather's like there, but yeah. I'm pretty sure there's no snow there, so that's good. Well, what's new with us? We got snow on the ground. We just got done watching The Office,
the best show on TV,
which is just hilarious.
Love it, Michael Scott.
Yes.
If you have not seen The Office yet, do yourself a favor and download it from iTunes. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they just came out with a thing now where NBC launched a deal with Apple and iTunes where you can download episodes of The Office and some other NBC shows. I think it's $1.99 to download
episode.
An episode.
And
I think it comes like the next day. But yeah, it's a new show. They started it last year. And I think... they just announced that NBC is going to move that, and My Name is Earl to Thursday night.
Which is huge for them. Doing pretty good Thursday night lineup.
Mm-hmm. It's just a classic show about anyone who's ever had
any type of job.
Yeah, it's just got those classic characters of, you know, the kiss up and the just different people. So it's pretty cool. But I wanted to set up. We're pretty excited about this show in particular because. We were in Texas a couple weeks ago, and we were there for a speaking engagement, and we had the opportunity to meet with two amazingly, words don't describe it, they're just experts in the field of escaping adulthood, and it was a real pleasure for me, and I speaking for you,
yes,
of being able
myself
to
myself included
sit down with these two guys and pick their brains, and we have the interview for you. We hope you enjoy it. It's about 5 minutes long, and basically we just dove right in. One of them has a very interesting profession, and the other one just kind of shares some thoughts on escaping adulthood from his perspective. So we'll get right into that interview.
Enjoy.
Okay, I'm here today with some very special guests in Fort Worth, Texas, some of the best experts in this part of the country. I'm here with Mr. Andrew Lamis and Mr. Nicholas Lamis. It's nice of you guys to be with
us
today.
I'm a Power Ranger.
Mr. Nicholas also is a Power Ranger, so we'll probably get a chance to talk about that a little bit more. But I just want to ask you guys a few questions for the listeners at home. We're going to start with you, Nicholas. This is a very special treat because you are also a Red Ranger. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. So this is...
Outside, I took my helmet off.
Well, yeah, you have your helmet off right now. You're a little under the weather. What kind of things does the Red Ranger do?
Fight?
Do you like... What kind of fights do you get into?
Like this.
Whoa.
Oh,
whoa.
See, a very, very furious display of ninjutsu there, I see.
That I have on.
That's awesome. Who do you fight? The bad guys?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
This is my super case.
That's your super case?
Uh-huh. That's my pocket. Do you know Power Rangers can take the pockets off like this?
What can Power Rangers do?
They can take their pockets off.
What are some other superpowers that Power Rangers have, if you don't mind sharing?
No, they have powers.
Like what?
Well, what kind?
Open pockets.
Not opening pockets.
apparently opening pockets is not one of their powers. Have you been fighting bad guys?
Nah.
Kind of a slow day?
When those bad guys are out tomorrow, I'm going to fight those bad guys.
And the bad guys are out tomorrow, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love your costume here. It's very, very neat with the red and the black. Where did you get this costume at?
He borrowed it, and also Andrew borrowed his.
Oh, Andrew
has... He borrowed it before Halloween.
Okay, so you wore it for Halloween, which was... A month ago? Several weeks ago. And you're still wearing it, huh? Uh-huh. You like to wear that thing, huh? Do you wear it every day?
Yeah.
What was really cool is when we came to the airport, the Red Ranger was there to pick us up. That was pretty neat. I really appreciated that. It made me feel really safe. What's your favorite thing about being the Red Ranger?
Fighting. But I like to fight them really good.
Well, do you have any good questions for the Red Ranger, Mr. Andrew?
How much bad guys does he fight at once?
Yeah, that's a great question.
I only fight two.
Two at once. Do you think you could handle maybe three bad guys or just two at once is about all?
I think 10 bad guys.
What's your favorite food?
Ham.
Ham. How come?
Because I love turkey.
You love ham because you love turkey?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fascinating. Andrew, thanks for being with us today. Mr. Andrew, what would you say is, what are you looking forward to? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't even know.
You don't know? Any ideas?
I don't even know what I want to grow up because there's so many things. I'll probably know when I'm 20 years old.
20, you think that'll be the age?
Yeah, I'll figure out.
Now, Andrew, you know there's some grown-ups who are kind of grouchy and like they forgot what it was like to be a kid?
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for those grown-ups of what they can do to become more like a kid? What do you think they need?
Play with toys.
Play with some toys. That's probably a good idea. Any other ideas?
Let their daddy swing. Let them push their when they're on the swing.
Push them on the swing. That's a great idea.
Their daddy. Their dad does it.
So just going to the park and playing around, huh? Sometimes it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So you would say, Andrew, that one of the things for grown-ups who forgot what it was like to be a kid is to play with toys. Is that right?
Yeah.
And
let their daddy push him on the swing.
Let their daddy push him on the swing.
Well, I wonder what kind of toys adults should play with. Because some toys are just for kids, aren't they?
I know a toy adult can play with.
What?
Games.
Games. That'd be good.
Games.
Playing games with just other grown-ups, too, is probably fun, too. Whoever's around, just play a game, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you have any other games that you would suggest besides Monopoly?
Checkers.
Checkers, okay. Very good. That's a good one.
Maybe checkers with Boompa.
So, you're in kindergarten. Uh-huh. What's your favorite thing about kindergarten?
Coloring.
Coloring, I see. Why is coloring so fun?
Because I'm practicing to stay in lines.
Oh, okay. What's your favorite color?
The whole rainbow.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to sit with us, Mr. Andrew. You've been very helpful. And I'm sure the viewers will appreciate your advice and insights. Well, what do you think? Not too bad, huh? Pretty good.
I think I learned a few things.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't think you can come away with that not learning a few things.
Right.
So.
I think, you know, the game idea was interesting. Mm-hmm. I have to check that out. Maybe put that on my list of Santa, a few
there
games.
You go. And it's, we've been playing this game called Mexican Train. It's a domino game. Yeah. And we've been playing that with our family and my brother and sister-in-law. And it's kind of addicting. So that is a good way to escape adulthood. And it is always fascinating to hear about such dangerous professions as like Power Ranger. I mean, I, you know, learned so much.
Ninjutsu or whatever you call me.
It's amazing. So we hope you enjoy that. We hope to bring some interviews similar to that down the line. And I think that was fun.
Yeah. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not call, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming Today's top story is, we are going to, since, you know, Christmas is on the brain, our top story today, we're going to give you 8 tips for a more childlike Christmas. Jason and I put our heads together and we started thinking about, you know, what makes Christmas so special, and it really has to do with memories of childhood. And so we put together 8 things that would help you to kind of get that childlike spirit back into your Christmas routine. So the number one thing we had today was resurrect some old holiday traditions. Now, this brought up some good conversations as we were talking about this, because like, what were your special holiday traditions? And one of the ones that my family had, and it just actually, I don't even know if my parents would really, you know, identify it as such, because it was more of my sisters and I, what we would do, and this was like
an unsanctioned tradition,
right? They probably don't even know about it, but once the tree was up and lit, and, you know, my mom would always put like Christmas lights on this like half wall that we had with some garland and things, and you'd turn all the lights off except for the Christmas lights, and we would lay underneath the Christmas tree with our heads like under on the tree skirt, mm-hmm. looking yep. up, you know, and you can just see the sparkles on the ornaments, and it's hard to even explain what that looks like. But
I think just about every kid had to have done that. Anyone with a Christmas tree, we did that too.
And if you haven't, go do it now, because it is just so awesome. I love doing that. And put some Christmas music on and just lay under there and really just time stands still. And Jason actually, put that story or that picture, that memory into a print that you did a couple years ago.
One of our more popular ones. It has like Kim and Jason under the tree, and I don't know if it's a greeting card or which one it is, but it Kim says, I think I can see the angel's underpants.
Right.
having to do with the angel that is typically on the top of some trees. So that's been, gets a good chuckle out of people.
Now, what was your big holiday tradition?
One of the ones that comes to mind for me, when we were growing up, my dad would put hang lights, Christmas lights, in our bedroom around the closet door.
Okay.
And
all of you boys?
Yeah, all of us. Sometimes we shared rooms, sometimes we had our own room, but he would just put a string of lights around. It was a big deal to do that. And then I remember going to sleep at night with Christmas music, like Ray Conniff or something like that, and playing that. And it was just always the best to be able to do that. And I guess I still look back on that, and it was kind of a neat thing to be able to, like, you know, have the lights on. It was kind of this magical time, and it living in Illinois, it was cold and the snow was coming down. You feel in your warm bed. So that was kind of a neat little tradition. That's something I'm definitely going to have to do with our kids. And maybe we should get out some lights and
do put it around
our own bed like that. Yeah.
Well, there is something magical. And, you know, the other morning I was up pretty early. It was still dark out, and I walked outside. And it's as if it's night, but it's, 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was going to the car, and I noticed, in the houses and the different windows around, all the Christmas lights that were on. Mm. And it was neat, people who left it on all night, or they're up early and turned them on. But there's just something magical about it, dark and the lights are on. And I don't know, it's just, that definitely brings back holiday memories.
That's cool. I think what bringing back holiday traditions from the past, but also as important, is making your own, combining the old with the new, and kind of starting your own traditions for your family. And that really is our number two, is to create your own new tradition. So don't necessarily have to be any kind of famous traditional type things. One of the things that I have done, sort of a tradition. We haven't done it in a while, but my aunt and her boyfriend, now my uncle, we used to go out on Christmas Day. We'd go to a movie. So after all of the festivities at my grandma's house, we would go to a movie. So whatever was kind of the neat thing playing, and we'd go to the afternoon
show.
Don't
they usually release like a huge movie around Christmas?
Yeah, there's
Christmas.
Always tons of good movies coming out around Christmas time. Like this year, the Narnia show, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe will be coming out. So that would be a great Christmas Day thing.
Right.
And that was just a thing, it's like kind of a tradition or a contemporary slant on Christmas of going to a movie. But it was a really cool thing that I really looked forward to for quite a few years.
Something that we did a couple years back when actually I was, I was still at home, but my sister, my oldest sister, was engaged to her boyfriend, you know, or whatever, now our brother-in-law. But we, when they would come home from college, we would rent like one of our favorite movies together, and we'd all get our pajamas on and put the blankets out and have a slumber party, you know, we'd all just kind of lay and get popcorn or, you know, make chocolate shakes or something. And, you know, it was just kind of a neat thing. And we always ended up renting the same movie because it was like our favorite movie, Dumb and Dumber.
Like a lot.
And just because we all knew the lines and it was like fun, you know, we didn't have to think about anything. It just kind of got to be goofy. And
well, you anticipate the different lines coming up.
And, and you laugh as hard as you ever did. And so that's kind of fun. But as I was kind of thinking about that with other new traditions, I was thinking of like Christmas caroling or making, I know some people make gingerbread houses, which I've never done, but that.
Nor have I.
That
I don't
seems
recall.
Interesting. Or just like making a special food that might be like of your ancestry. Like my neighbors used to make rosettes, which is Norwegian. And she would always bring these rosettes over. They would be warm and they're like a pastry that gets deep fried. And oh my gosh, like we would be like, oh, you know, Lois with her rosettes. They were so good. And always be like 2 days before Christmas, you know, she'd bring us a plate of rosettes. Or I know my mom with my grandsons, my nephews.
Is there something I should know?
She's gotten into the habit of making a birthday cake for Jesus. So they get birthday candles and they go nuts with the frosting, and it's quite a cake by the end.
If everyone did that, Jesus would be quite fat, I would imagine.
If he ate them all.
That's cool.
But whether you're going to visit Santa or whatever your tradition is, like just coming up with something for your family and your, you know, just your friends or whatever is kind of neat. So
yeah, if something comes up this holiday that happens to be kind of fun, say, hey, we should do this again next year. Make it a tradition.
Right, so. Definitely. All right, number three, a tip to make your Christmas more childlike is to resurrect some of those Christmas cookie recipes from your childhood, whether you know, like
snickerdoodles
or your scotch cookies. My mom was big on the cutouts with the frosting and the sprinkles. Those just bring me right back to childhood, like sitting in the kitchen on a cold day frosting those. And so whatever your Christmas cookie was of choice when you were little, bring them back, you know, dig out that recipe.
I have to tell a story that my mom's going to kill me for telling, but she has three sons, and we give her the hardest time in the world about her Christmas cookies because she makes, well, she used to make a million cookies.
She still makes a million cookies. They're
but
awesome.
She would put them in the these Tupperware, you know, and save them. And we could barely eat them before Christmas, you know, and we'd want to get at them and eat them. And just, you know, then she'd wait to hold off till Christmas where we'd eat them. Well, then we'd have cookies till March, you know, Christmas cookies, and they'd be as hard as a rock. And
you'd still eat them, though.
We still give her a hard time. But I got to tell you that she makes some dang good cookies. You know, when you get the family comes together and you get the hodgepodge, everyone brings cookies, I would still always take my mom's because hers were the best. So,
yeah. And what's your favorite kind of hers?
Probably the scotch cookies. Yeah. I don't know how she makes them, but it's like, I don't know, ginger or something. But she uses the same cookie cutters, Christmas tree and a bell is always the same. So always look forward to that. So anyway, speaking of Christmas past, another thing that works really well is dig up some of those old albums. If you have albums. Luckily now you can get a lot of the stuff in CDs or on iTunes as a download or just even in your library. But some of the songs that you remember when you were a kid, and we were back home for Thanksgiving and my dad put on some Ray Conniff stuff, and my brother and I looked at each other and we were like, now this is Christmas. You know, just totally all these Christmas memories came flooding back to us. And
you might as well have been 5 years old again.
As well. And I dug out my dad's Ray Conniff and burned that into my computer, and I've been listening to it ever since. The other thing is the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack is another classic one that those two have been on my constant rotation the last couple weeks. So
yeah, a big one in my family was Gene Autry's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah,
and it's got the bells, and we would dance to that song. And I just have some really good memories of that song, because when you're a kid, if you know the words to Rudolph, you feel the need to sing every word of that song.
Exactly.
Like, you know, and then you add your own little lines, like a light bulb and all those little things like that. But that's kind of a classic song too.
Yeah.
So yeah, dig out the albums and get the music going.
Or the 8-tracks, depending on what generation
or
you're from.
Or if you still have a record player. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they really sell the needles anymore. But
I don't know.
All right, number 5 has to do with some TV shows. Watch some classic Christmas shows, whether they're movies or, you know, shows that, like the Charlie Brown Christmas is more of a, you know, show, I guess. But mm-hmm. like we were talking about,
it's 40 years, by the way. It's this year is the 40th anniversary
really?
Of the Charlie Brown Christmas.
40 years.
Yep.
Wow.
And I read somewhere, actually I did a blog about it today, that they were not even sure if it would get on the air because they were so nervous that it didn't turn out as good as they thought it would. They didn't even want to show it to the executives.
Wow.
And the critics loved it, and somehow it got on the air, and it's still here 40 years and later.
It's very, like, if you look at it through today's eyes with the whole PC everything, it's very religious. So mm-hmm. it's, you know, if
which
they would
was
have,
controversial right. even back then. Charles Schulz was very adamant about making a show about Christmas that it had to have
right.
the religion
had,
in it. Even back
like
then,
the
they thought that
was
going to ruin it. And in my mind, the speech Linus gives is the best part
yes.
of the whole show. I mean,
chills.
Just so cute
yeah.
and stuff. So, yeah, some of these old movies, the Charlie Brown Christmas, Wonderful Life, of course, is a classic.
Christmas Story
Ralphie, is a good one.
Yeah.
Cousin Eddie and Christmas Vacation, still love that one.
The Grinch.
Grinch, White Christmas, any of the classic Christmas Carol stories with Ebenezer Scrooge. They've been... Bill Murray did that with Scrooge,
yeah,
and
right.
I think the Muppets did a version of that, and
right.
all kinds. So some of those shows we might have mentioned, you might be like, wow, I haven't really seen that in a while. And what is it? One of the shows, Christmas Story, they show that like 24 hours a
yeah,
day on
TBS,
one of them, TBS
I think.
Or something.
Yeah,
so
it's great because you could just pick it up.
Yeah.
The rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, so any of those that strike a bell, it's like, you know, I haven't seen that in a while. Pick it up because it's kind of a good one.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, number 6, moving right along. We'd love to do this one. Drive around and look at Christmas lights.
Yeah, we used to do that when we were little too.
Yeah, there's certain parts of your town that you know has like the best lights, or that one house that's like from
goes
the Christmas vacation, you know, it's
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, let's check that one out. Movable things or whatever. Or if you just like the simple white lights, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever you like. Go and find them.
Yeah, that's a cool, just a little thing to do and put some Christmas music on and just have fun with your family, kind of looking at the lights and trying to judge which one's the best. So
we actually had a contest. We would pick sides of the car. Like two of my sisters would have one side, the other one would have the other side mm-hmm. or whatever. And we would have a contest to count how many houses we could find like before we'd get home. So
that's
it's
cool.
like, oh, we had 35 or you had 40 or whatever. So it was kind of fun. All right. Number 7. Hire Santa to
yes.
come.
Hire Santa. This was probably one of the coolest Christmas memories I've ever had, and it happened last year,
yes.
believe it or not. So not everything is ancient from my youth, but my dad somehow found a guy. He hired Santa's helper. He hired a guy that had a total Santa suit, and my brother's daughter, so my nieces, we're home. The whole family was home for Christmas Eve, and we were down there opening presents, and the doorbell rang. And my dad said to...
We all thought it was our future sister-in-law.
Yeah.
She was supposed to be coming over.
Yeah. And my dad asked the girls to come up and get the door, and who was it but Santa Claus? And
all of us about fell over.
None of us,
yeah,
except my mom,
yeah.
none of us knew that this was going to happen. And it was... cool. I mean, I almost like started to cry a little bit. Like,
yeah,
a little nervous,
it was so
but,
cool.
It was cool. He came down and the girls were just like wide-eyed, and like we were wide-eyed. I mean, because
yeah.
we didn't even know who it was.
Right.
You know,
we're trying
and
to
so
figure it out.
It was just a really neat thing. And I guess, you know, this guy just does this, and he was really generous with his time and spent some time. And I don't know, maybe there's someone that you know, or I think it's something that people used to do a lot more of, because right. I remember my Uncle Mel used to dress up as Santa Claus when I was real little, you know, kind of be the, because we all know Santa is busy right. during the night, the helpers, so sometimes he needs some helpers right. and stuff. So that was just cool. So if you know of anyone or hear of anyone to do that, if you have little kids, grandkids, that is so cool. And if you can keep it a secret from everyone else, yeah. it kind of adds to the magic of it. So,
and you know, just a side note is that the guy didn't even charge your dad.
No,
it was just out of the yeah. goodness of his heart. Christmas Eve night, not that you're going to get that good of a deal, but how cool is that?
Right. And maybe, you know, you can do it on Christmas Day or some other time, but if you can do it, it's a memory that is priceless.
Definitely. All right. Number eight, our eight tips for a more childlike Christmas. And the last one is to try to accept that Christmas will not be perfect.
Yes. For all of you people struggling with adultitis out there, Christmas is not going to be perfect. When you have that sort of childlike spirit when you're a kid, you're not thinking about the details of Christmas in terms of everything needs to be all set up properly and decorated right. And so many people, and to be honest, let's call women out on the table here. I think women are worse at this than anything. They really make Christmas nice, but they can go to the extreme where they're worried about every little decoration right. and everything has to be right and the food has to be perfect and all this stuff. And the problem with that is you totally lose track of what the season is about.
Right.
I know you had kind of an example from someone you heard just today or the other day.
Yeah, just of people trying to make things too perfect with, you know, their trees and not enjoying it. And it's like, you know, I don't know if it's an insecurity thing with people where it's like you have to have it as nice as the next person, or if it's just trying to make it nice for your family and you just don't know where the line is. But mm-hmm. it's like, just let it go. You know, if your tree's tipping to one side a little bit, then tip your head with it. You know, it's like, it doesn't have to be perfect, you right. know.
And so, it's not going to. No. That's the thing. If you're so stressed out about trying to make it perfect, it's never going to be.
Right.
And it's just going to, you know, wanting to make your Christmas nice for your family is great, but just
at the expense of what, you know?
Yep, exactly.
Right. Definitely. Well, hopefully you guys got some good ideas for some ways to make your Christmas a little bit more childlike this year. We're going to talk about our promotion now.
Yeah, I was going to say, did we miss one? They had eight tips.
Yeah.
Did we miss
I'm sure we did.
a tip on how to have a more childlike Christmas. We're only two people, so we can't cover all right. the bases. So your job is to email us at podcast@kimandjason.com, and that link will be in the show notes. So email us with a tip you might have. And the person that has the most unique idea of how to have a more childlike Christmas, something that we missed, you know, we've done that before, will win their choice of one of the four Kim and Jason Christmas prints that yes. we have. We have some kind of neat ones.
It'd be a hard pick.
I will personally sign them, and whoever wins get to pick that out. So whoever's the most unique, email us your idea at podcast@kimandjason.com. So won't you wrap your arms around her, hold her so dear. She won't sleep a minute until she gets near to the things she treasures, all she left behind, to the one that saved her. All right, so our update?
Yes, the K&J update. Well, we've got a promotion going on, the North Pole promotion. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, well, just real quick, we have about a week and a half left of the main holiday shopping, and we have a thing going on. If anyone wants to pick up a couple Kim and Jason gifts, we have a whole bunch of stuff. I recently did a top 10 list of Kim and Jason gifts, and if you spend $50 or more, you get totally free shipping. And nice. All you have to do to get that is, of course, put $50 worth of stuff in your shopping cart and enter the coupon code North Pole. All right. One word, North Pole, and you'll get free shipping, which is pretty sweet.
Sweet.
We also have a thing going on. If you sign up for Club K&J by Christmas, one of the incentives is you'll receive the Christmas premium, which is a gift each year, but you know, it's obviously Christmas is coming up soon here. So mm-hmm. the premium this year is a K&J flashback. It's a little booklet of, you know, artwork and some just stories about Kim and Jason and how it's progressed over the last 5 years. So it's kind of, it's a neat keepsake. It's, we joke that it's like a really mini coffee table book, like maybe for Barbie.
A very small coffee table. It's cool.
Yeah, I think it's totally unique. It's one of a kind. You know, we're not going to have it on sale at the lemonade stand or anything. It's just part of the Christmas premium if you sign up for Club K&J before Christmas. So,
which is $25 for a year, and you get access to 6 months worth of comic strips. So if you missed a weekend or a couple comics, you get that, and different archive stuff. Different. There's all kinds of different benefits, which
some
is on
goodies
the, on
that
the
we
website,
mail. Yeah,
so.
That are just unique to the club. Only club members get those goodies. So,
lots of cool stuff, and it's listed right on our website.
Now, last time's promotion, we were talking about gifts. Now, remind me, it was gifts that...
Adultitis curing gifts.
Yes, because everyone's kind of thinking about gifts right after Thanksgiving. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, going out and doing your shopping. So we had some people that emailed us. Thank you so much if you took the time to give us some ideas for adultitis curing gifts. The winner we picked was a girl named Marcy Jezierski.
And she's, that's a mouthful.
Yeah,
I've mastered it.
She is from Illinois, and we were just, I love these ideas that she came up with for gifts. And if they were on my list, or if someone ends up getting them for me, then that's great. Mm-hmm. But the idea is themed Monopoly games. There's so many now, you know.
A bajillion,
yeah.
I think is the official number, yeah.
But the ones I like the most are unique to your city. Like in Madison here, they have like UW, University of Wisconsin Monopoly, mm-hmm. Madison Monopoly, Wisconsin Monopoly, you know. So it's just really cool to see what they pick for like the different, you know, parts of the board and what the pieces are that you're going to move. And
I would prefer Star Wars Monopoly. It's my
of
thing.
Of course.
But there is a Monopoly for everyone's interest.
Our niece had Disney Monopoly on her mm-hmm. list this year. And the other thing that Marcy came up with that I really love is Build-A-Bear. If you haven't seen Build-A-Bear, what it is a store where you get to like pick out a bear, or now they have like dogs and you name it, rabbits and stuff, and you get to pick out the bear. And then you get to stuff it and put the heart in the inside. And it's a pretty magical experience.
Cool.
Yeah.
They have the clothes and the accessories. And they have like superhero stuff. Like it's like Batman outfits and Spider-Man outfits.
And I think they have like athletic team mm-hmm. Jerseys. And it's just really cool experience. So whether you're little or big, that's kind of a neat thing to do.
So for that, Marcy, congratulations. You will win a Club K&J subscription. And I think, if I remember correctly, she might already be a subscriber.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is she will have a choice of either a extension. So we'll extend it for a year free, or we'll give her a gift card, because you can get a gift subscription and give it to someone, and she could give it to someone she thinks would like it.
Cool.
So
that
it's
works.
Up to you, Marcy. We'll get in touch with you about that.
Right.
If you have any comments whatsoever about our show, feedback on how to make this better, this is our fifth show. We're kind of getting the hang of how this is going, but we'd like to hear more of what you think of it, what's good, what needs some working on. Just send us an email at podcast@kimandjason.com. Let us know your thoughts.
And now for the cool thing for our show. If any of you saw in my blog a week or so ago, I found on Urban Outfitters, it's a store, I found on their website that they are selling the Charlie Brown tree, like the Charlie Brown tree. Mm-hmm. It looks just like it. And I don't know how I happened upon it.
Just as pathetic as it is in the comic.
Just droops, and it has the one red shiny, you know, ornament on the end that's just weighing down, you know, inches from the ground. And when I saw that, I was just like, we need that tree. So I did a little project on Sunday. Jason and his brother were watching football, and so my sister-in-law and I went down to Urban Outfitters and State Street in Madison and picked up a Charlie Brown tree and brought it back and set it up. And you were pretty surprised, weren't you?
Yeah, that was a cool little surprise. She even went to Walmart and got some blue blue fabric and wrapped around the bottom, kind of like Lannis' blanket. So she totally went the whole thing. But our apartment is pretty small and cramped, so we do not have a whole room for a big Christmas tree. So we've kind of gone without one for the last couple years. And this was a nice little fitting touch to have a tree in there, and I thought it was pretty neat. And I actually heard that Urban Outfitters has been selling out of them. So I really don't know how many more you can get, like, online, but you got yours at the store. So
right.
Perhaps you were lucky to pick that up.
And when I was grabbing it, this woman who was kind of walking by, she it was so funny. She was like, "Oh, yes, isn't that perfect? Oh, I should get one too." And, you know, it's just, even if you have the 12-foot tree in your, you know, cathedral ceiling living room, it's like this tree just symbolizes childhood. It just mm-hmm. symbolizes the hope that kids have in everything. So
that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Tear. Yeah.
What's up, Dad?
Okay, so today's prescription, as we went through our 8 secrets, our prescription for adultitis is to start a new Christmas tradition with your family. So maybe it is even resurrecting an old one, but start it again and have some fun with it. So pick something out, maybe of the list that we talked about or something that you've done in the past, but start a new tradition that your family, your kids, your grandkids can look back on in a couple years and say, "Hey, that was a really neat tradition. I love when my family did that," because that is one of the best things that you can give a child, is those great memories from childhood. Right. So
more than likely, they're not going to remember what Santa brought, you mm-hmm. know, when they turned 8 or 12 or whatever, but they're going to remember what you guys did together yep. as a family. So it's a great gift to give.
Yep, that's the most important thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for today's show. Be sure to check out escapeadulthood.com for today's show notes, featuring links to some of the things we talked about here today. For Jason, this is Kim signing off from Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening. And remember, it's never too late to have a second childhood.
It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.